Sports Radio WJAB, welcome back. Joining me on the line right now here on the PM Jab from MLBTradeRumors.com is Tim Dirkus. Tim, appreciate a few minutes. How you doing?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Let's jump right into it. And, of course, since we're in Red Sox land up here, a lot of talk still about the Coco Crisp. If there's going to be some movement, there have been some rumors about possibly going to the Cubs. Soriano, certainly with the injury right now, it may play into that a little bit. What have you heard, if anything?
You know, I don't think too much is cooking on the Coco Crisp front. I mean, it's kind of tough because he's making $11 million this year and next, and a team like the Cubs are really going to use him as a fourth outfielder for the most part. The Cubs seem pretty happy with Reed Johnson, Soriano maybe a couple more weeks. So to take on that kind of salary when you don't really have anything close to a full-time job for Crisp doesn't really make a lot of sense. Plus, the Red Sox are still asking for a decent price. They want Sean Gallagher from the Cubs, who's doing a pretty good job in AAA. So I don't see any trade anytime soon. I think it would take kind of a major injury to some team's center fielder.
Would you expect that Crisp will be moved this year, though, maybe to another team?
I would expect it. I really thought it was going to happen in the spring, so I was surprised that it didn't. But, I mean, few more months and teams get a little more desperate, and Crisp isn't owed as much money because a little bit of time passes and maybe it becomes more likely.
Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're in Chicago, right?
Yeah, I'm in the burbs of Chicago,
So you're in that area. I picked the Cubs actually to win the World Series this year. They're off to a pretty hot start. Now with Soriano coming back in a couple weeks, is this a team that's going to have to make some moves down the stretch, or they have a pretty nice team so far?
It looks pretty solid. I mean, I'm a little biased. I am a Cubs fan, but the offense looks really strong. It's hard to find a hole in the team's offense. It's hard to find a position where the Cubs look like they're below average at the plate. As far as the needs, the bullpen looks decent. They have a couple of pretty good power arms in Wood and Marmol at the back end of the game. You know, whether or not Wood or Marmol ends up pitching the ninth inning, I don't think it really matters. But the one thing the Cubs might need would be, I mean, in a perfect world, would probably be like a number two type starter, somebody who's, you'd give to the ball to in game two of a playoff series. And, they have Ted Lilly, Rich Hill, Ryan Dempster, all have shown flashes of being solid pitchers. But, if the playoffs were today, you'd really have Zambrano and some question marks. So I could see the Cubs trying to find some sort of top-flight starter, but I have no idea who that would be.
Speaking of Tim Dirkus from MLBTradeRumors.com, Tim, one thing you wrote about yesterday and a lot of people have been asking about is Frank Thomas. Now, assuming Frank Thomas is going to stay in the American League, obviously, for the DH, who are some of the teams that may be in play for Frank?
I think a pretty good contender would be the Seattle Mariners, just because they're pretty weak at the designated hitter position, and they could definitely kind of shift Jose Vidro over to the bench, use him as a solid pinch hitter, and get Thomas in there. The A's were rumored to be close, but then a second mystery team jumped in and made an offer, so that's still kind of undecided. I don't know who that mystery team is, and I'm still not sure that the A's are going to end up with him, because Mike Sweeney is not hitting for power, but he's not doing a horrible job.
Mm-hmm.
So Thomas is not necessarily an upgrade there. So, I mean, the Twins don't seem that interested. It really seems like the Mariners might be the only logical choice.
What do you think of the Yankees' rotation right now? Do you think they're going to have to make a play at possibly a healthy Rich Harden, if that's the case later on down the road, or are they going to go with the youngsters all the way?
I think if there's a decent arm available a month from now and Phil Hughes doesn't start turning around and Ian Kennedy doesn't start looking decent, that the Yankees are definitely going to be in the market for a starter. There's always Joe Blanton. He doesn't seem like the guy who's really going to provide some kind of huge boost to anybody's rotation. He's more of an innings eater. So it's just tough because there's not really an ace on the market, Maybe if some team falls completely out of contention, one possibility would be the Rangers, who have Kevin Millwood and Vicente Padilla, who are a little pricey and a little questionable, but, that's the best available.
Speaking of Tim Durkas from MLBTradeRumors.com, Tim, let's talk about a team that the Cubs do play in the NL Central, that being the Milwaukee Brewers. Is there any word out of their camp about being a little worried about their closer in Eric Gagne?
I think they're probably a little worried. I mean, I haven't really read a lot, but I think they're going to give Gagne a pretty decent leash, just given his salary and the way teams do things when they pay a guy $10 million. They really want to hope that he rights the ship and doesn't make him look bad. But last time I checked, David Rizky wasn't pitching that great either, so he's kind of plan B. And, you know, then you start getting into the Turnbows and Moda and Torres and guys who, you know, aren't that much better than Gagne. So they spend some money, but that's not necessarily the best way to build up a bullpen.
Were you surprised they spent so much money on Gagne?
Yeah, I was. And, you know, I can't lie. I thought it was a decent move at the time it was made. I thought he'd kind of shake off the whole Boston stint and be pretty decent. And in a way, you know, at least it was only a one-year risk. But I think I was wrong. I mean, I think it looks pretty bad. And historically, when teams, you know, spend $20, $30 million on their bullpen, it really doesn't work out.
Speaking of Tim Durkas from MLBTradeRumors.com, the draft in June. We are just about a little over a month away. You're writing about who may be the first player off the board. That may be a catcher for Tampa Bay. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is a possibility. His name is Buster Posey. I think, and I'm definitely not an expert on this, I'm kind of just quoting the guys who know, you know, Baseball America and ESPN and guys like that. But Buster Posey is a possibility for the Rays, although teams, you know, typically don't draft for organizational needs just because, you know, by the time the player is ready 2-3 years from now, everything might have changed.
Right.
So my guess would be there's a shortstop, high school shortstop, Tim Beckham. People think he's going to be pretty good and, you know, remain at shortstop and won't get switched over to a different position. And, you know, not that the Rays don't have shortstops, but it's hard to find a weakness on that team. I mean, they're deep in almost every position, believe it or not.
Tim, before I let you go, the final question, Barry Bonds, will he play this year, yes or no?
I still think he will.
Really?
You know, it was revealed recently that the Rangers and Cardinals managers were kind of pushing for him, but ownership wouldn't have it. So there is some interest in baseball, just not enough for anybody to even make a league minimum offer. But I have to think he ends up somewhere, even if for just $1 million in the middle of June. Some team just kind of stomachs the baggage and takes the, you know, the 450 on base percentage.
Because I can't imagine a team in the NL would do it, though, just because it's not exactly like you can hide him out in the outfield anymore, can you?
I agree. He does seem limited to the American League. Maybe Sheffield just is out for the season. Maybe if something like that happens, then a team will just bite the bullet and do it.
Check out his website, MLBTradeRumors.com. Tim Durkas, always appreciate a few minutes, my friend. Have a good one.
Thanks. Take it easy.